What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Our listener Marcus would love to get a second date with Rachel. They went out once and had a great time, but he's not heard back from her. Good morning, Marcus. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I'm just wondering what's up with Rachel.
I
haven't heard from her. She's been missing for a while.
Missing? And what do you? Yeah, she's been missing.
Yeah.
We don't get
in action. MIA.
Right. Like we sometimes get. Oh, I haven't heard from her, or I've reached out a couple of times, but nothing. No response back. So how long has it been, Marcus, since you've heard from her?
I'd say at least a month.
Okay, how did you guys meet originally?
We met through some friends. I was walking with my buddy, and we ran into Rachel, and I added her on Facebook. We were chatting over Messenger, and it was just going well, so I asked her out.
Nice. And what'd you do, and how'd the day go?
The day went great. I had a great time. We went out for drinks. There's this little hole in the wall place that I love, an uptown. And I thought Rachel was having a great time. She was doing that flirty thing where she was flipping her hair.
Oh, yeah.
And touching me a lot.
PT does that. PT will do that here in the studio.
That's classic. I do not.
Well, you have long hair, so I always think you're. So, and you said, I kind of interrupted you here, Marcus. You felt like that was kind of flirty behavior. And did you say she was touching you a lot?
Yeah, like I think that is like a positive, yeah. Of course.
I'd say so. I think that I'd agree with that.
Yeah, heck yeah.
So why do you think she's not calling you back?
I'm not really sure. She seems like a confident person, and I'm just guessing that maybe she said something that she regrets saying and doesn't want to have to deal with it. So that's all I can guess.
Like, what did you think that she said? Why would you say that?
I can't even think of anything specifically. Like, I don't think she said anything that she should regret. But I do that sometimes, you know, like I'll think back and I'll make a mountain out of an anthill or something. So
yeah.
Maybe she thinks she did that too.
And we all do that. We all go back
and overthink it, especially if it's been this long, you know, almost a month or whatever.
Okay, here's what we're going to do, Marcus. We are going to call Rachel and figure out, well, at least why she hasn't contacted you in the last month. And if you can hang on, all right?
Yeah, sounds great.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Rachel?
Yes.
Rachel, it's Thunder and PT. I don't know if you got our text or not, but we do the morning show here on 102.9 The Wolf, and this is a segment called Second Date Update, and Marcus gave us your number. You went out with him, I think, about a month or so ago, and he hasn't heard from you since then. We'd like to talk to you about that date. Would you just have a moment with us?
I haven't really heard that name in a while. What do you want to know?
Well, I guess we just want to know, did you have a nice time on the date?
It was okay. I mean, I don't like hate him personally. He was very annoying, and I really couldn't get past it.
Okay, annoying? What was it that Marcus did that annoyed you?
Well, he kept talking over me. Like, he wouldn't let me get one word in, and it just got me really frustrated. And you know, it's kind of like, why would you invite me on a date if you only want to hear yourself talk, you know?
Yeah, well, that makes sense. I mean, did he know he was doing this?
I mean, he must have. Like, okay, I even gave him a look to shut up, and he got it.
Okay, first of all, no. I didn't realize I was doing it to answer that question. Okay.
We have Marcus on the line,
yeah,
with us, by the way.
Interrupting,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah. Hi, Rachel. No, Rachel, I was just excited to spend time with you. I did not think I was being rude.
Well, you were, okay? And it was really annoying. And the worst part of that was that...
Well, I'm sorry it was annoying. I'm sorry it was annoying, but it was an honest mistake. Like, I wish I hadn't talked over you. I didn't mean to talk over you.
Okay, like I was saying, the worst part is that you knew you...
No, I didn't do it on purpose. I don't know why someone would do that on purpose. I don't know.
No, you did. Remember when I stopped and I was trying to...
No, it wasn't on purpose. Okay, no, it wasn't on purpose.
Okay, can I interrupt here?
Stop. Well, you just stopped. Right. You're doing it.
No kidding. Rachel, Marcus, first of all, you're doing it all over again. But this time you're doing it on the radio. You're cutting her off. You're not letting her even explain.
You guys are saying, you all are saying something I did and I didn't do. I just have to
wait.
Right,
but
to
do you realize that you're interrupting every time? Like, you're not letting her finish her thought or her sentence.
Thank you.
But what she's saying isn't true.
But Marcus, you're not even letting her finish. Whatever she was saying, and I do this to my wife, that's why I'm,
we know from experience, dude, this, like, trust us, like, you just got to let the conversation finish and then come back around.
For some reason, women just want to be heard and listened to. And
yes,
I don't get, right,
you.
Yes, and I'm not, and I'm trying
might
to be
the greatest piece of free advice ever right here.
And Rachel, go ahead, Marcus. Go ahead, cut us off again.
Yeah.
No, I don't. God forbid. No.
Rachel, I'm going to put Marcus on hold here. Rachel, what would you like to say?
Cool. yeah, I mean, he was a nice guy. I'm not sure. I mean, is it physically possible for him not to do that? It just seems like it's not. So I don't know.
So when it comes to a second date, is it a yes or no for you?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no.
Let me grab Marcus here. Marcus, you're back on with us. Rachel said no to a second date.
Okay, there you go.
All right.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. A little bit of the lesson learned. There's kind of the whole, what do you always say, Thunder? Better to be interested than interesting.
Well, I don't follow that advice. But anyway, Marcus, maybe you should next time. And better luck next time. Oh, there you go. Better luck next time on
Second Date Update.
Okay, thanks.
He didn't interrupt there.
Wake up with a smile and everything country. Everything country. Thunder and PT.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.